Okay, we continue a new perek. Perek Yudalad, page Kuf Mem Aleph. Hashem, we're more than halfway through the Sefer. And the name of this chapter is called Brerus Be'amitus Tachlis Achaim, clarifying the truth of the goal of life. Taking it, everything a little step deeper. So the subsection is called B'pnimius Kol Dover Munechas Achdus Hashem. In the depth of everything lies the unity of Hashem. Zikeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamed Al Kama V'Kama Nekudas. Hashem has merited us to be able to be at certain, have attained certain points. V'Voltzarech L'Das B'Chol Dover Dover As P'nimius Ves Chitzonios. But we need to know in every aspect the inner and superficial aspects of them. Hayesod Shekosav B'Svarim Hu. The fundamental point that's written in the Svarim is as follows. Sheba'etzem, that essentially HaPnimiyu Shal Kol Dover V'Dover Ba'olam Maleya Ba'achdusa HaPshuto. That the innermost aspect of everything in this world is filled with simple unity. Anything that appears to our eyes as a detail, that's only in the externals. But the truth is, Hashem's kavod, his honor, fills the world. As we say in the davening, you are the one that existed before the world came into being. You are the one that exists after the world came into being. And everything comes from the unity of Hashem. And this concept is set over every detail of the creation, regardless if it's the innermost aspect of place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekom HaShalom, Hashem is the place of the world. Doesn't matter if we're talking about the innermost aspect of time or innermost aspect of soul. These are the three dimensions that Kabbalah looks at life in terms of place, in terms of time, and in terms of soul. Shechelek Elokam Imal. Everything is a portion of Hashem. Kishaoskim b'chitzonis. When we look at the superficialities, yeshno chiluk ben hamakomos. You'll find differences in places between ben hazman and ben hanefashos, or in time or in soul. In other words, if you look at souls superficially, it looks like we're all separate. If you look at space, it looks like it's separate. If you look at time, time looks like it's separate. If a person can merit and get beyond the world of separateness, he can get to the innermost unity, which is where at that point everything is filled with God's simplicity. So to clarify this, he gives a simple analogy that will explain what he means, that everything really comes from the simplicity of the unity of God. And therefore, Shino Nikudas Tachlis Achaim Enu Nimas. He's going to bring us to the next point, that repeating this simple point of life is not a disgusting thing for us. It's not a boring thing for us. Nitein Mashal Adover. Let's give an analogy. Ubezes Hashem Nishtadal Shanakuda Pnimis Tuvan De Tzorka. And we will try to make it clear how this innermost point can be understood very well. And we've said this analogy in the past in other contexts. Lodom Yeshchanus Makolas. Person has a grocery store. Vumocher ba pritim rabim. He sells many different items. Lechem, gvin, etc., bread, cheese, other things. Vimzeh supermarket gadol. And this is a big supermarket. Efshe shachanus mleya b'meos alfei pritim. The supermarket can be filled with thousands of items that are sold. Next page. Kuf Mem Beis. But if we ask the store owner, ma hu pasach es hachanus, ma yatach l'shal kol abin agodol, what's the reason why he opened up the store? What is the goal of this entire structure? Hu yomer milachas, he'll say one word, kesef, money. That the whole store is money. B'chitzonius, if you look at the external, if somebody looks through the window, he sees in front of his eyes thousands of items. But the inner core of every single item in that store, the reason why everything is here is very simple, and it's clear, and it's felt very strongly. The owner of the store, his whole goal in yearning is to profit money through the means of these items that he sells. This is the essential point which he's yearning for to get out of the store. That's the goal and innermost function of everything that's in this store. So my nafkamin, what does it matter? What does it matter if we focus on what the goal is or not? The answer is, if the owner thinks that the selling of those independent items is its own concept, each item's its own separate concept, and if he forgets the goal of the financial profit, he's only worried about the items, and he'll bring in certain items, he'll purchase certain items that the financial benefit may not be found in them. If you're going to ask the owner, what do you need so many items for? He's going to give you an answer. Let's get to one point. You need to have a lot of utensils. And that's if he's forgetting what the goal is. You need to have a lot. Big is good. But, you know, it's not true. Not necessarily true. Now, what is this telling us? So this analogy in this world is very clear to us. This isn't anything new, and it's this simple logic. In other words, when we're dealing with a store, we understand exactly why the store is there. So if that's the case, and we understand that the store is there, everything in the store is one thing. Whenever he talks about the store, there's only one bottom line, profit. Profit. I have all these items, buy low, sell high. If they're not selling, he'll sell at a loss, because it'll ultimately profit him as well, because he's paying carrying costs and everything else. But everything is looked at through the perspective of, is it getting me a profit or not? That's the only function these things serve. And he says, well, you know, it looks pretty. The store looks pretty. So I decided to have some orange items for sale, even though I paid more than I'll be able to get for them. He'd never do such a thing. He wouldn't buy them. Right? And so that we understand that really clearly. So nachsum at lamashal. So let's go back. But then he says, "Avol be'avodas Hashem." When we get to the service of Hashem, im nisbon, and if we reflect, nirish advarim lokal kach pshutim nefesh. When we deal with soulful things and we look at details, it's all of a sudden not so simple. In a store and a businessman, it's very simple. When we look at our lives, then it becomes not so simple. Nachzumat lamoshel. Let's go back to our analogy. Yoshev lebalach anus b'mesrado. So now we talk to the store owner in his office. So comes another businessman, a wholesaler, and he's showing him things to buy. Ploni, amoni, this and that. What's the first thing the owner is thinking when the guy, the wholesaler, is saying, here, I'll sell you a truckload of whatever for X amount of dollars. So what's he thinking about? How much is he going to have to pay for it? So how much will he be able to sell it for? How much at the end will he profit from this? Right? That's all he's thinking about. Whenever he brings any items into the store, but if he's picking up items, he measures it with one simple measuring stick. Will my bringing this into the store give me financial profit or financial loss? That's it. That's how everything in the store is evaluated. So let's go a little more detailed. Nifkosh es balaba chanus, acheshu ovid bechanus hazos yom yomim. So let's meet up with the owner of the store after he's been working there for a while. Shana shnasayim, a couple years. Let's ask him a simple question. What does it matter to you if you have this store or not? Why are you keeping this store? Ulo Yevin Hashal, he won't understand your question. Masos Ameris. What are you talking about? Who wrote Slavichel? I got a servant to make money. What are you talking about? I've had it for a couple of years. I'm making a living. What do you mean? What are you asking? Why do I have the store? No, Sivinisha, so let's ask him another question. Aren't you getting bored dealing with this aspect of making money? Isn't it disdainful already? It's the same thing every day. Kimuvan, understandably, the guy doesn't understand what you're asking from him. He doesn't understand the question. Since this guy lives in a reality in this world, that money is the goal of life, right? You're here to make money. If you don't make money, there's no purpose of living. That's the fortune of life. Having money makes you fortunate. So therefore he's never discussed it with the work, because the work brings in the money. It's a good time. Okay, if things are doing well, he'll take a short vacation for a week or so, but understanding he has to come back. But even then, when he's on vacation, his mind isn't like calm. Hapelephonim, ovdim. His cell phones are still on, even on vacation. So, of course, even when he's on vacation, he's thinking of how he's going to make money in the store. Such a person has one yearning. He goes over the same thing over and over, and it never gets disgusting. At night he goes to sleep. In the morning he runs to work. And every day his calculations are one thing. How much money did I make today? Nishaloso, we ask him a question. Every day you deal with 10 or 15 wholesalers. And the style of words that you speak with them every day, it repeats every day. Shavua, shavua, week in, week out, chodesh, chodesh, month in, month out. Maybe the details are a little bit different. But the general topic is one thing. Right. The basic question is, what do you have to sell for me? What are you charging? What do you think I can sell for them? So today it's oranges, tomorrow it's apples, next day it's peaches. And that's all. It's the same thing. And you try to figure out how to get them down to the lowest price. And then you figure out, how can I sell it for the highest price? Aren't you bored doing the same monotonous thing every day of your life? Right? That's all it is. That's all it is. Maybe the details change. But the general idea is the same thing. Aren't you just disgusted every day? It's the same type of people. Every day you got to handle with them and barter them down. The answer you guys can give, what are you talking about? That's not disgusting. What do you mean? That's how I make my money. And he continues with vigor and energy and excitement to make his money for the next day. What are you talking about? Right? Because he knows without it, he's not going to have what he wants in life, and that's money. Okay? So now, imnavin es ha-moshel hazeh b'emes, if we understand this parable really, truly, v'natik oso korei l'nimsha, we use it properly as an analogy for life. The Kabbal Tmuna Brurim Odalachim, we had a good picture of what life is all about. Hare Pasha Lechalechot, it is obvious to each and every one of us, Shetach Lesachim, that the goal of life, called Siba Sabriya Hiachas, there's only one goal of life, which we've already discussed. Kiba Emes Ashlemus Amiti Huadvekus Boris Baruch Shemo, that the true wholesomeness in life is a connection to Hashem. Let's take the same analogy to the businessman of how he's totally focused on one main goal, profit. So let's change everything and just say he's a different type of businessman. He's a businessman that is focused on L'dveikus Baruch Hu, B'kudosh Shebriach Hu L'havdol. So L'havdol, to say that his business is connecting to Hashem. So if the business is connecting to Hashem, Tzarech shenakuda pnimi shalachayim tiachas, then the primary goal of his life should be one thing. And the whole searching should be Tveikus Bekutcha Brichu, connecting to Hashem. That should be your focal goal, no different than the businessman who every minute is thinking, how am I going to make a profit? V'shoa shaha nefesh be'emes margisha shetach l'sachayim hu chipus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tveikus Baruch. At the time when the soul truly feels that the goal of life is to search for Hashem and to cling to Him, afilim hi tishma es osim dvarim od pam vod pam, you're going to hear certain words over and over, hadavar lo yimos alo klal, he's never going to be disgusted with it. Kima shezu tshuka benefesh lo yediya sichlis kreda, since that's the yearning of the soul and it's not just an intellectual understanding. Next page. Kufnam dal. Imzu yediya sichlis. If this is an intellectual understanding, if it's only intellectually, then for the intellect it's going to be boring to hear this all the time. I heard this idea already. You know, you already told me a million times already that we're living to be a close to Hashem. I got it already. Can we learn something interesting now? Right? If all this learning has just been a piece of information for you, then we've ad nauseum done this piece of information by now. Let's move on to the next book, for goodness sake. Let's learn a book on halacha. That'll be much more interesting. Right? And if you think it's any more interesting day in, day out, it isn't. Okay? Whatever. But a person merits shadvorim eslo enarak v'bechinas v'yadat hayom. But a person merits that these words are not for him merely, and you shall know them today, as the pasuk says. Ella, but they go further. Vashevos elavecha, but bring it into your heart and to feel it and to live it. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, eino, that Hashem is your God. There's nothing else. That's what the Torah says. Eino, there's nothing else. Kolomer ein li esek b'chaim im klum. I have no other business with anything else in life. Rakim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, just with Hashem. B'medregazu, on this kind of a level, if you're feeling this, hadvarim mekablim tmuna shana lachalutim, the words you hear take on a totally different picture. Kesheim shebeiske elam atachlas hi achas ve'im bazem isus. Just like in the physical world, when your goal is money and you're not disgusted, no one's disgusted by doing another venture that will get him more money. All the more so, a fortiori, it should be regarding spirituality, if you really understand the goal of spirituality. If a person could feel this, and he thinks about this, you're thinking, in all this learning we've been doing since, when did we start? September, right? That there's repetition. Zemes, that's true. Yesh harbe chazor, there's lots of repetition. Avo minei v'dei, but from that point alone, we could see. Im be'emes, hischaber harkor ledvarim v'chayotam. If the reader has connected to the concepts and lives with them, hu yamukhan lishmos osam dvarim afilu meim asayim pam. He's ready to hear this information over and over 100 or 200 times. But he hasn't connected to these words. Then the truth is, he has to hear them again. Because he still doesn't understand it. Doesn't understand it if he hasn't connected to the words yet. So therefore, he's saying, you know, and you'll see, he's going to give more analogies to this 2 pages from now. But the businessman's never bored with his business. He's always thinking of other ideas. And if he sees the business isn't going well and it's not making money, he goes into a different type of business. But he's always thinking, how can he make money? It's always on their mind. Always on their mind. It's everything he does. He looks at a magazine, you know, that has something totally not related to his industry. He figures, how can I maybe incorporate that into my business? You know, I'm sure the guys at Walmart, wherever they started one day, when they started, they weren't as diverse as they are today. And they probably look and say, oh, look at this other business. Why don't we do this too? Why don't we do this too? Whatever they see, it, they look at it through everything they see in life. When they look at people, they look what they're wearing. You know, maybe we should be selling this. Everything they see is from the view of how to make more money.
That's why I open a kosher section
there. Right? How to make more money. If you own a business, that's how you look at things. Whatever your business is, you're always focused. If you're a good businessman, you can be a lousy businessman. You don't think about it. But a good businessman, that's the way he lives. So certainly a Jew has to live that way as well. He hasn't really fully developed this concept, as he will now do so. Ha'ikr, but one thing's for sure, the businessman's never bored of talking business, and the spiritual person would also not be bored of hearing and talking about spirituality. Ha'ikr, the main thing, therefore, is he's chabrus al nekudas yisoyis. We have to connect ourselves to that fundamental main point. That's the key. Until a person, if he doesn't feel that this main point is alive in himself, you run away from the point. You look for new things. You look for new details. And there's many details, like the sand that's on the sea. What does he mean to say? In other words, he's saying when you don't get the main point, you're forever looking for more details. He's going to explain. We can give you beautiful ideas, really good vorts. We can give you advice, very wise advice, how to work all these details. But when we do this, it could lie in it the greatest point of danger. Which is what? It's a very subtle point he's going to say, but it's so true. It's so true. Because man shadam eino chai im nekuda pshut. If a person doesn't live with that simple goal, shekola esek sheyeshu v'chaim hu ima ribbono shel olam, that his whole business with life is only with God. If you don't live with that goal, zoi agisha v'zoi machshava shitu kam imo mishalech v'lehu chaz b'choleis chol shah. If the person doesn't have this understanding that this is his whole approach and this is his whole thought, he gets up thinking how he's getting close to Hashem, he walks through the street, how am I getting close to Hashem, he goes over this every minute of the day. If he's not like that, but he only engages in details. Okay, now I'm going to daven. Now I'm going to learn. Now I'm going to put on tefillin. Now I'm going to put on my talis. Now I'm going to write a check for tzedakah. And he looks at those as details that are not connected to a goal. Right? Hu alul litboa bayam hapratim. He is liable to drown in the sea of details. Uli yishar sham chas v'shom lo netzach netzachim. And God forbid he may remain there forever. He may be a Jew of details, but not a Jew of the main goal in life. Right? Because, you know, details get boring. You know, it's this, you know, and I'm not meaning to take this personally. You know, but the idea of, you know, a guest speaker, a guest, inspirational person, you know, you got to understand how to use it. As we talked earlier in the book, you know, people go from inspiration to inspiration. You know, people hear, oh, this mystic came. Ooh, I got to get all his stuff. You know, and they get into that for a couple months, you know, because it's brand new. The books look shiny. You know, and it is an interesting guy, you know. And then what happens? You know, they drop it. You know, or better yet, a Kabbalist comes to town. You know, so the person who you're dealing with all the time, you know, it's the same rabbi, you know. The Kabbalist is going to tell me something new. I'm going to change my name. He tells me to change my name. And they just turned it. The guy just walks it out. Oh, they change your name. You know, you have problems. Change your name. You know, and then I realize 6 months later, they have a new name changed, but nothing really else changed. You know, it's because they're just going from detail to detail. And they get stuck in the world of the details. And you know, I'll just take a Dvar Torah off the internet. I'll go to this internet site. I'll go to that internet site. And just going from detail to detail. A good vort. Oh, that was a great vort. That was a great vort. I'm not saying you can't look at a great vort. Chas v'shalom. But it's the life of detail to detail. As opposed to people who start with a book and go through a book and go through another book and another book and another book and another book. You're plowing through till these ideas just keep hitting you till it gets into your head. This is the way you have to live your life. Right? You just have to pummel it through. Just pummel it through your brain till you get it. There's only one thing on my mind, is to get close to Hashem. And it doesn't have to have excitement. You don't need this kind of excitement to succeed in this. So like the businessman doesn't look for exciting, glitzy new ideas. It's very simple. You know what? This idea keeps working. I keep making money. I stick with it. Finished. I could do this for 40 years. And if it keeps making me money, I'm going to do it. When it stops making me money, then I'll look for something else. He doesn't say, you know, I made $100,000 this year, whatever. Let's assume that's good. Yeah. He says, you know, I want to try something else. But this thing's been making you profit. And you don't see the window closing. Nah, it's boring already. Let me sell something else. What are you talking about? This is how he makes the money. And he's going to stick with it. As long as it gets him that goal, he's never bored to hear another idea how to make more money. It's the same idea. Talking about all your life. Doesn't matter. That's what I'm living for. So you hear the same idea of getting close to Hashem. That's music to your ears. The cash register is music to the businessman. He doesn't care how many times a day. The more he hears the cha-ching, 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 he's happy. So if you just hear somebody say, you know, we love Hashem, we're close to Hashem, and that's all you hear, that's music to yours, because that's what you really want in life. You don't need these exciting, shiny, new, different things. And it could be in any area. It could be in any area. You know, that's why, you know, people have trouble learning Gemara and all these things, because it's boring. But they don't realize that this gets you closer. If you're learning it to get close to Hashem, you're always getting close to Hashem. That's the goal. That's how you feel close to Hashem. So you can get trapped in the world of the details, and you're never connecting to the goal that really is there. And you go from detail to detail, because once this detail becomes boring, you go to that detail becomes boring, and this one and that one, all these other things. Right? But the detail is fresh. It looks exciting, so it'll last you for a couple of weeks. But then you go on to something else. But you're never really using them to connect yourself to Hashem. So call Ha'amarat Ko Yeshla Mukhuvan Echad Bilvat. Everything that's being said till now, it has one direction. V'chaladiburim shalapamim nirim kepratim. And all these things we say that appear to be details, Hematifa Bilvat Lankuda Apinimus. It's just like an envelope around this main point. Imsham, next page. Imshama Adam es advar b'meshach kama chodshim. If a person hears these words over a period of months, let's say you've been learning this for months, and your connection to Hashem and this simplistic talk and the simplistic connection remains with you. In other words, you're not moving ahead. You've been learning this for months, and you don't feel like I got an inch further. There's one answer. Either he understands it, but he's not applying it. Or he doesn't understand what he's talking about the whole time. That's the only two reasons. Right? If you're doing this every single day, say either you're just not applying it, or you just don't understand what's going on. But it should have sunk in it. But at this point in time, you think you're almost a book and a half through. Right? Something, you should feel something different.
Book four.
Right? Kal v'noy mioser. It always appears easier, right, that I'd rather just go ahead. Let's do new stuff. Okay, we've got this point. Can we do something new already? If you really understand the point truthfully, everything is already here. And you don't have to go further. We don't mean to say there's not work to be done. But the work grows and goes higher from the power of the apprehension, of the true apprehension of the point of understanding this closeness to Hashem. And these ideas get worked over and over and over, and they get deeper and deeper and deeper, and you're focusing on the same goal. And this is the most important goal of getting closer to Hashem. You're doing Divrei Hillel HaZaken. It's well known, the words of Hillel. Shomer b'simchas beis ha-shoeva, that was said on the holidays that the Jewish people had over Sukkos, the festival of the water drawing that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said a sentence that would appear to be unusual. Imani kan hakol kan, if I am here, then everything is here. Ve'eini kan, and if I'm not here, mi kan, who's here? Right? Now, that seems like quite an arrogant statement. And the commentators, you know, have analyzed this wondrous statement. Kate said, "Yitachen shehillel shayad vosan gadol hakod hillel, who we know is the most humble of people, amar alasmo mishpuk." How can he say such a thing about himself? Ve'echad meperushim hanodim hu. But one of the famous answers is as follows: Shehillel diber klape shchina klape kodesh baruch hu. Hillel, when he was speaking, he was referencing the divine presence. He was referencing Hashem when he said the words "imani kan hakol kan." Not if I am here, I, but if the I is here. If the I is here, everything is here. Imani, if the I of Hakadosh Baruch Hu nimtza b'levadam, if the I of Hashem is found in the heart of a person, ima anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord. If that ani Boer b'nefesh Adam is burning inside the soul of a person, Zakoch lachar misham is kol ra. That has the power to uproot any evil. Lorokin misham is kolach alokim shenim ruim l'taras alev. And it gets rid of any details that are not fit to purify the heart. Aval kol zman shani lo nimtza chas v'shalom. If the ani of Hashem isn't inside of you, ain't kum, you got nothing. Nitein l'nasos ulisasek b'pratim. We could try to work on details. Midois, kina, taiva, kovod. We try to work on improving our character. We try to work on our jealousy and on our lusts and honor and all these things. We try to work on it. Avol kashim, let's say, but it's very hard to succeed because you're missing the goal. If you're not feeling how this arrogance is distancing you from Hashem, you don't feel how disgusting it is because you appreciate what closeness is Hashem, you're not going to succeed in any of this avoda. And so we'll say, well, let's learn this book, let's learn that, let's learn another book, another book. It's not going to help. You're missing the focal point. Right? Kolarim tzarech lekachas asaber. A person has to take for himself and clarify for himself, ulahachlit, and to determine, ha'im be'emes who wrote, lischar b'dvarim. Do you really want to connect to these words? So every once in a while, he makes this stop. He did that in the first book. So we're getting through this book. Are you really interested in what we're learning now? He's going to tell you to close the book in a minute, if you're not. And the person has a choice to choose for himself the path that he wants. Do you really want this boring path of connecting to Hashem? Or are you looking for excitement? But when we're talking about the subject matter here, it's obvious. We're talking about a job that takes years to succeed it. Billy Guzman, it's not an exaggeration. Al nekuda habasisa rishona takes years just for the first fundamental point. This one fundamental point to feel that your whole life is to be connected to Hashem and everything in your life is to be connected to Hashem, which is such an easy point in the secular world to understand. I live for money. It doesn't take years to get that through the person's head. Maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe I guess from being a child till you grow up to an adult. You know, a child just expects everything. As an adult, you learn you have to earn it. So maybe it takes a couple of years as an adult to integrate how important it is to earn money. Not to have money, but to earn money. Yeah, maybe there are people, you know, there are losers in life who just hang around, never really get a university degree, and they bum around, and they never really understand how important it is to earn money. Maybe. But certainly in terms of spirituality, it says, there's millions of points, but let's just, on the one point, everything about life is to get close to Hashem. And not to know it, but to feel it and to live it. It takes years till you get to that fundamental point. It's possible that it could be as if we don't understand these words. But the truth is, we've got to be honest, and the clarity has to be clear. A person who merits to be close to Hashem and to feel that and to yearn for that. Next page. Lives with Hashem. That thing never changes. I'll call Dover Shiva Oilam. Everything in this world, as Zehu Lumuchan Lazov, he's willing to give up everything, but he'll never give up that closest to Hashem that he has. Right? And when you have that close to Hashem, you don't let the details of life drive you crazy. You don't let those details conflict with other details in your life. But you realize that everything is one thing. How is this all getting me back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? How is this thing that's happening now, getting me closer to Hashem, not getting me closer to Hashem. Every single activity that I do. And they're not looked at as separate activities, and therefore aren't conflicting us, and we're not looking at them superficially, and we're looking for our quote-unquote profit in everything that we do. So this is where you get to these discussions. You get to these gray area of discussions that me and Shelley like to have from time to time. It's focused on this nakuda. And that's where we can appreciate the struggles that are going on over here. Shelley's just the one who's saying that what's on everybody's mind, that's all. He's saying what's on everybody's mind. You know, when you say, what's wrong with going to a hockey game? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? So the question is, you're in a business. Your business is Kirvas Hashem. That's your business. So you have to analyze everything you do, and you have to say, is this getting me the profit I'm looking for? Is this getting me the closeness to Hashem, or is it not? And you have to, and if you really understand what closeness to Hashem is, the answer becomes clear. And if you're not, it's not clear, or it's sometimes wrong. Right? And that's what the analysis is. You have a business. And let's say it's, you know, this is a season we're going to have a lot of customers. Whatever, the seasonal things, right? And, you know, it's chves, it's the beginning of the first snowfall. And you got gloves. Guess what? The store is going to be filled with people buying gloves. Chves, I don't know. Right? But I'm just saying, you know, this is high season in this area. You know, I keep the store open 14 hours. If that's what you have in mind. You don't go out on summer hours and you close at 2. Right? Because you know it's high season. And it's not time for vacation now. Let's go on vacation. What are you talking about? This is when we're going to make the big money. The week before Christmas. But, you know, you're selling jewelry. That's not the time to go on vacation. It's right after Christmas you go on vacation. Right? So you gotta know in Yiddishkeit when's the high season. High season, right, is before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's high season. High season means it's not time to go on vacation before that time. It's not time to get involved in the Irish Kitan. It's high season. And as I said in a different class, I can't understand why any Frum day school would have a curriculum night the week before Rosh Hashanah. I can't understand it. What do you, to pull parents out to just listen to something they can listen to after Rosh Hashanah? Now we have to do the tshuva. The heck with your kid knowing what he has to sign and this and that narishkeit. You know, what he's going to learn this year. You know what he has to learn until Rosh Hashanah? How to fear Hashem. And how to make a din v'cheshbon. That should be on your curriculum. There's nothing else to be taught. So parents, I have three kids in three different schools. I go to three curriculum nights and I couldn't do an ounce of tshuva because I'm busy because I love my kids. Do you understand that's just a detail? It's a plea. How dare a rabbi tell a school not to do that? I said, what do you mean? I don't care about your kids. I said, that, what's the matter with you? It's a mishigas. Mishigas. Yeah, if they know this, if we're here to get close to Hashem, right? All these things. So you know, you have a set learning. You learn every whatever night of the week. So you know, we have a birthday party. You know, I don't understand it. If you learn to live with Hashem. And let's say, I'm just giving an example. You have a chavrusa every Wednesday night, and you're learning every Wednesday night. Now comes a birthday. Now, I don't understand. A birthday is not a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov, we can't push off Pesach to another day because it comes in conflict. Because the spiritual energies are at that time. No, but I'm just out to lunch. You know, so it's your kid's fourth birthday. So the day is shot. You can't learn? You understand? You think that four-year-old, it gives a hoot as to what day of the week you celebrate his birthday? You say, Tatala, Abba has a chavrusa Wednesday night. We're going to make the party on Thursday. Huh? It's a kid's fourth birthday. It's mamish. Do you understand? What does a fourth birthday have to do with Avodas Hashem? Do you understand that? No, I'm sorry, it's my wife's birthday. Does your wife understand what Avodas Hashem is? Say, you can't say, dear, I love you, and you know your birthday's important, but you know what, you don't want me to not go learn with my chavrusa. We'll celebrate your birthday the next day. Are we so immature that we can't, it has to be mamish bo bayom? Only a bar mitzvah has to be bo bayom. If a bar mitzvah, you have to get an aliyah the day you're a bar mitzvah. You can't say, well, we'll do it at a more convenient time. No, it's a bar mitzvah. But a birthday, an anniversary, and this rips up our learning. It mamish. No, guys could be learning week in, week out, and then you had a birthday, anniversary, and a barbecue. And shoink, finished. Then I'll learn the rest of the year. I'm not exaggerating. This is not even a slight exaggeration. You know why? Because they don't understand why they're learning. They don't understand why they're learning. They're not a good businessman. If they're a good businessman of coming close to Hashem, what are you talking about? You go to a birthday party when instead of learning? And everyone, it's a mishigas. No, Rabbi, you got to understand. We're living in this world. You got to be normal. So the answer is you don't understand. You got to live with Hashem every minute. If not, you're a bad businessman. You don't understand what it means to be a Yid. Again, you know, of course, you have to show affection to your spouse. And of course, you know, I don't think that Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, or any Adam Gottel went and celebrated his anniversary with his wife. I'm sure they didn't. He may have just said, you know, happy anniversary, dear. I love you. Finish. Let's go weiter. I have to go give shiur now. And she understood. This is what's important. You know, it's like Mother's Day. No, it's coming up, right? This Sunday, the Halakha of Mother's Day. Mamish, the Halakha of Mother's Day. You know, American greetings way of suckering you into bucks. FTD, forcing flowers out of you. The chocolatier, getting extorting chocolates out of you. You know why? Because you live such superficial lives. If you can't even do that, then you can't even show any love, because you don't have any love to begin with. What's going on? Why do you love your wife, for God's sake? It's because it's supposed to get you close to Hashem. That's it. That's what it's there for. What did you get married for? To get close to Hashem. Oh, so guess what? So it's because it's Mother's Day. We can't learn on Sunday. Chas v'shalom. We can't even go to Minyan. Because the whole day is Kachet Kadoshim. I'm going to take her to romantic this. And what happened to your learning of your Dhamma? That's what you got married for. It's Mishigas. How could a frum person celebrate Mother's Day? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Not out of your mind, or you just don't know what it means to be a Yid. And that's probably what it is. That's what the tzaddik's saying over here. If you're not doing anything else, okay, but you know, to be makdish the ganze tog for the narishkeit. It's all it is they want your money and take it out of your pocket. Can't you guys ever get this through your head once and for all? No, we have to go to the restaurant. We have to this or that. What's mincha marv b'tzibur? That's not important. You know, of course, for shalom bayis. If they're just saying shalom bayis was made in order to get you close to Hashem, shalom bayis is to get you away from Hashem. I'm not talking you're married to a secular wife and you're from and you have all these problems. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking where both husband and wife are supposedly orthodox. They're supposedly living with Hashem. So the wife will say, dear, I know you have to go to Mincha Marv, it's at 8:30, so if we're going to go to the restaurant, let's go to the restaurant at 4 o'clock. I'm not so hungry then, but you know, that's where we have to go, because we have to be back for Minyan. Because that's the most important thing of this day, this is the most important thing. Not that our love is not important too, but you don't have to show your love by me by merely going to a restaurant. And if you don't have the money for the flowers, I understand. You know, I was going through some papers, I was trying to find a legal document. So you start going through things. So I went and found a card I gave to my wife. It must have been like when we first got married. You know? And I found that card. You know, the things you write in the card and things you say in the card, you know, when you were first married. You know? So I figured if I have to give her a gift, if I would just give her that card, that's all she would need. She needs me to spend money. I mean, we're at the point in our relationship, we don't really spend any money on each other. It's like so not necessary. It's like she has to give me a gift. I have to give it. It's beyond giving the gifts at this point in the game. It's beyond going to the restaurants, beyond any of those things. Because we understand we have one reason to be alive, and that's the only reason to be alive. And of course, we treat each other with respect because we live that way. So therefore, we got to really look, are we detailed Jews or are we focused Jews? And are we just living in these details? And these details quite often don't connect us to the goal. And that's why they're not wholesome. That's why it doesn't make us happy. And you can argue with the rabbi from today till tomorrow. But the point is, are you living in this reality or not? So, anyway, something to think about over Shabbos. Shabbos can be a detail also. Shabbos is a detail that you don't live with either. You start Shabbos. Am I keeping Shabbos because I want to really get close to Hashem? I want to really feel Hashem? Or it's a nice thing to do as a Jew. Have a nice dinner with the family. It feels good. And I'll come to davening whenever I get up in the morning. That's when I'll come to davening, because after all, it's another detail. I mean, it's Shabbos, the only day to sleep in, right? Because Chas V'Shalom, Sunday, you don't want to waste that one sleeping in. But Shabbos, there's nothing better to do. You might as well sleep in and come to minyan whenever you wake up. So it's another detail. And you have another detail with lunch, and you sleep in. And Shal Shudas, what a pain. And the rabbi's going to keep us another 20 minutes later. You know, all these details that are just bugging us, that are hardships. We're not on the goals. We should be zoicha to serve Shabbos, to maybe think a little bit more of how Shabbos is part of our goal and not just the detail, and in every aspect of our daily service. Shkoyach.